弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
刚才念的经文里面，我们需要注意两件事情。
In the scripture passage we just read, there are two things I want to ask you to pay attention to.
一个是保罗写这段经文时候当时的背景。
First is about the background when Paul wrote this scripture passage.
当时社会上的婚姻，你可以说是一团糟。
At that time in the society, the marriage were in shambles.
我们可以听听几个当时出名人物的看法。
Let's listen to a few of the famous people at that time, what they said.
一位是当时的一个政治家。
First was a politician of those times.
也是个出名的演说家。
Was also a famous orator.
他这么说。
He said this.
他说，我们有妓女让我们能够快活。
We have prostitutes to courtesans for the sake of pleasure.
我们有姨太太每天可以跟我们同居。
We have concubines for the sake of daily cohabitation.
我们有妻子让我们有合法的儿女。
We have wives for the purposes of having children legitimately.
我们有一个忠心的管家可以照管全家的家务。
And of having a faithful guardian for all our household affairs.
这个人觉得日子过得很好。
This person thought he had a good life.
另外一个也是出名的一个政治家跟军事领袖，他这么说。
Another one was also a famous politician and also a soldier, and he said this.
他说丈夫的靶子，打靶的靶子，或者是志向。
He said it was a husband's aim.
就是让妻子尽可能的少看到。
That a wife might see as little as possible.
让她尽可能的少听到。
Hear as little as possible.
让她尽可能的少问问题。
And ask as little as possible.
苏格拉底，我们大家都知道，伟大的哲学家。
We all know Socrates, the famous philosopher.
他怎么说对婚姻？
What did he say about marriage?
他说，有什么人比你的太太？你更愿意把一些很严肃的事情交托给他。
Is there anyone to entrust more serious matters than to your wife?
但有什么人你和他是讲更少的话。
And is there anyone to whom you talk less?
当时的社会婚姻的确是一团糟。
The marriages at those times were really in shambles.
婚姻没有任何的意义。
There wasn't any meaning to marriage.
只是强调肉体的享受。
Just they emphasized on the physical pleasure.
在犹太人的社会当中，情形比较好。
It was better in the Jewish society.
但是没有好的太多。
But not by much.
但是犹太人的思想。
At that time, the Jewish thinking.
可以用他们很尊敬的一位拉比的讲话来代表。
Can be represented by one of their famous rabbis' speech.
这个 拉比这么说。
And the rabbi said this.
他说一个男人。
He said a man.
可以有任何的理由跟太太离婚。
Can have any grounds for divorce.
他举出一些理由。
And he pointed out some reasons.
太太煮菜说盐加的太多了。
When the wife's cooking is too salty.
太太早上起来说忘了跟我问安。
And when the wife gets up in the morning forgets to greet him.
太太现在年纪老了，不那么吸引人了。
The wife is getting older, is not as attractive.
这是当时的背景。
That's the background that time.
在这种背景之下，保罗要丈夫爱他的妻子。
So under that kind of background, Paul told us that the husband should love his wife.
这是个破天荒的事情。
This is just unthinkable.
这是个惊天动地的主张。
And it's an earth-shaking.
我们需要先了解当时的背景。
So we have to understand the background.
第二个事情我们了解是保罗的要求。
The second thing I want to point out is that the Paul's admonition.
Okay, 保罗的 request.
Request.
他这段经文里面没有提到丈夫的权柄。
In this passage, he did not talk about the husband's authority.
没有提到丈夫领导的地位。
Did not mention his leadership.
只是提到丈夫的责任。
But only the responsibility of a husband.
丈夫的责任就是要爱他的妻子。
And the responsibility of a husband is to love his wife.
怎么爱他的妻子？
How?
就是这个爱是指什么？
What does this mean? How does love mean?
这是我们今天要思想的题目。
So this is the topic we're going to dwell on today.
丈夫要在三方面的爱他的太太。
Husband has to love his wife in three areas.
如果你喜欢英文字在三个 S。
If you want to remember, use letters that contain three S.
第一个是牺牲的爱。
The first is sacrificial love.
第二个是成圣的爱。
Second is sanctifying love.
第三个是自我的爱。
Third is self love.
我们来看第一个。
Let's look at the first one.
牺牲的爱。
The sacrificial love.
这是二十五节。
This is found in verse 25.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会。
Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church.
这个爱让我们看到是没有条件。
We see this love is unconditional.
世界上爱总是有某一个对象。
In this world, the love has a object of love.
一个人被爱是因为他有特别的特质。
A person is loved because he has a certain characteristic.
他的美丽的身体。
His beautiful body.
他的个性。
His personality,
他的性情
his nature,
他的才智
his wit,
他的名气
his reputation,
或者其他正面的特性
or other positive characteristics.
换句话说
in other words,
世界上只爱这些他认为被值得爱的人
So in the world, people love others because they are worthy of their love.
所以这种爱很容易改变。
So this kind of love will change easily.
当一个人失去了这些正面的性质
If the person loses these positive qualities,
或者这些特质不再吸引人了
or these characteristics are no longer attractive,
那么爱就停止了
then love stops.
许多夫妻婚姻的破产
Very often for most marriages, the marriage is bankrupt.
因为他们两人之间只有这种爱
Because that's the only kind of love they have between themselves.
所以当太太人老珠黄
So when the wife's beauty fades,
或者另外一个美女出现
or another beautiful woman appears on the scene,
或者她就是没有达到我的愿望
or maybe the wife has not reached his expectations,
或者先生生了重病
or a husband has serious disease,
或者他失去工作
or he's lost his job.
或者他做事这么多年都没有升级啊
Or he never had a promotion in all the years he worked.
我所认识的朋友邻居每个人都升级了
And all my friends and neighbors have their promotions.
当对方失去了这种吸引力
When the other person loses his attractiveness,
世界的爱就不见了
Then this worldly love vanishes.
因为那个爱的基础不见了
Because the foundation of that kind of love vanishes.
基督的爱不是这样
But not so with Christ's love.
他爱教会因为爱是他的本性
He loves the church because that's his nature to love.
同时属于他的这个教会需要被爱
And also his church needs to be loved.
他爱教会
He loves the church.
不是因为教会里面的弟兄姐妹很吸引人
Not because the brothers and sisters in church are attractive.
或值得被爱
Or are worthy of his love.
乃是因为他们需要被爱
But because they need to be loved.
如果神爱教会爱弟兄姐妹也像世界的爱一样的话
If God were to love the brothers and sisters and this world like the worldly love
那就糟糕了
Then we'll really be in trouble.
他不可能爱任何一个人
He will not love anybody.
你只要想想我们自己的情形
Because just imagine our own situation.
我们信主之前不要谈
We won't even think about the times before we were Christians.
我们是那么的糟糕。
We're just terrible.
信主之后呢
But even after we believe in the
Lord, 我们还是常常自高自大。
We're very often still very arrogant.
心不圣洁。
We are unholy.
好说谗言。
So we are blasphemous.
任意妄为。
We're just reckless.
我们好做头不肯降服。
We want to be leader and we are not submissive.
我们爱钱财爱世界爱厌乐就是不爱神
We love money, we love the world and the pleasure but we don't love God
请问我们有什么地方值得神爱我们
So can I ask do we exhibit any quality that God can love
但神在他的奇妙无比的恩典当中
And yet God, in a marvelous, incomparable grace,
他就爱我们,
He loves us.
因为他不能做别的,
because He cannot do otherwise.
基督对教会是个完全的爱,
Christ's love is a perfect love.
是个选择的爱,
it's a love of choice.
是个意志的爱,
it's a love from His will.
这是神的爱,
that's God's love.
耶稣命令丈夫爱他的妻子,
Jesus commands the husband to love their wife, to love their wife.
像他爱教会一样,
as he loves the church.
不是因为妻子是什么,
not because of what a wife is,
或者妻子不是什么,
or what the wife is not.
不是因为妻子有什么,
or because the wife has something,
或者妻子没有什么,
the wife does not have something.
因为丈夫被神命令爱他的妻子,
a husband is commanded by God to love his wife.
因为这位神的, 属于神的丈夫,
because the husband who belongs to God,
有神的生命,
has God's light in him.
他有神那种爱的,
he has the nature of love in him.
他也有神的能力可以这样的爱,
and he has the power of God's love in him.
牺牲的爱的第一个是没有条件的,
so the sacrificial love, the first characteristic is unconditional.
第二个他会对自己死,
secondly, it will be death to self.
这是25节后半边,
it's found in the second part of verse 25.
为教会舍己,
to gave himself up for the church.
有一个故事这么说,
there's a story that goes like this.
波斯王国一个很出名的国王,
in the Persian kingdom, there was a very famous king,
叫古列,
his name was Cyrus.
他的名字也记在圣经里面,
his name was also recorded in the Bible.
他的手下有一个很出名的将军,
under him, there was a famous general.
有一次这个将军的太太,
one day, the wife of this general,
被人控告,
was accused,
说他叛逆国家,
of a treasury.
审判也要被定刑,
so after she was tried, she was sentenced.
要处死刑,
to death.
她的丈夫这位将军首先不晓得什么事情发生,
at first the general wasn't aware of what's going on.
等他了解情况,
until he knew,
他赶快冲到皇宫,
he quickly rushed to the palace,
跑到古列王的面前,
ran before the king,
就整个人俯伏倒在他的面前,
and fell flat before the king.
然后他哭叫着说,
and he cried out,
我的王古列王,
my king, King Cyrus,
请你拿我的生命来代替他的生命,
please take my life to replace my wife,
请你让我来代替他的位置,
please let me be a substitution for her.
古列王呢,
and Cyrus,
根据所有的历史文件,
according to historical accounts,
是个蛮高尚的王,
was a rather noble king,
也是蛮有感性的王,
and quite a sensitive king.
他听了这位将军的这种哭喊,
after he heard the general's pleading,
他很受感动,
he was very moved.
他讲了后来一句很出名的话,
and he said something that's very famous.
他说, 像这样的爱, 一定不能被死玩弄糟了,
love like that must not be spoiled by death.
像这样的爱一定不能被死亡弄糟了,
this kind of love cannot be spoiled by death.
古列四万的这位太太,
and so Cyrus released this wife,
让她跟她先生又能够在一起,
so that they, she and her husband were together.
当他们两个人走出皇宫的时候,
when they were walking away from the palace,
这位很快乐的丈夫对太太说,
this very happy husband told his wife,
你有没有注意到,
did you notice,
当国王特赦你的时候,
when the Cyrus pardoned you,
他是多么仁慈地看着我们两个人,
he was looking at us so benevolently.
太太眼睛湿湿的,
the wife with tears in her eyes,
回答说,
answered,
我没有眼睛看国王,
I have no eyes for the king.
我的眼睛只看到这位愿意为我死的人,
I saw only the man who was willing to die in my place.
弟兄姐妹们,
brothers and sisters,
这是圣灵描写以弗所书第五章丈夫对妻子的爱的图案,
this is the picture that the Holy Spirit used to illustrate the husband's love for his wife.
他愿意为妻子放弃自己的生命,
he's willing to sacrifice his own life for his wife.
先生们,
husband,
我知道我们今天对妻子的爱 很少有机会说需要牺牲自己的生命。
I know that today husbands don't have too much opportunity to really give up their life for their wife.
我们很少需要经过这么大的考验。
Very, very rarely do we have to undergo such trials.
但是我们却有数不尽的机会。
And yet we have uncountable opportunities.
可以表示我们对她的爱。
To show our love to her, to them.
如果有一天你的太太对你说
，If one day your wife said to you,
甜心啊
，Honey。Sweetheart,
我知道你愿意为我死。
I know you're willing to die for me.
我们结婚以后，你也对我讲了好几次。
And after we were married, you have told me a few times.
能不能在你等待要为我死的时候
，So, can I ask you while you're waiting to die for me?
能不能就利用这段空档的时间啊
？Use this available time.
帮我把厨房的碗筷洗一下好吗
？To wash the dirty dishes in the kitchen.
如果他是这样的要求
If that's her request,
他是很有理由的
She is reasonable to ask that.
先生们
Husbands,
我们今天为太太死的机会不多
Today we don't have many opportunities to die for our wives.
但是我们为她表示我们爱的机会这种牺牲的爱确实不少
But we do have many opportunities to show them our love, the sacrificial love.
也许你家里有一个漏水的水龙头
Maybe you have a leaking faucet at home
就在厨房里
It's in the kitchen
整天漏
It's leaking every day
他替你修了好几次你还没有动手
She asked you to fix that you haven't started yet
你白天不在家无所谓
You are not home during the day so it doesn't bother you
他每天在家轻轻的水漏的声音久了会受不了
But your wife at home has to listen to dripping every day and it's getting to be too much for
her 也许你们的汽车有毛病
And maybe your car is a problem
冬天快来了
And winter is approaching
太太要你修你还没有修好
My wife asked you to fix the problem
这会给她增加紧张跟不方便
This makes her nervous and also inconvenience for her
也许家里有些用具
And maybe there are some appliances at home
需要整修
That needs fixing
太太讲了好几次你还没有做
Your wife has mentioned many times that you haven't done it yet
我知道有一个人家里
I know at somebody's home
他那个火炉哈有四个那个燃烧器
As you know that for the cooktop there are four burners
Stove、
mm-hmm.
okay. 有一次那个最大的那个燃烧器坏掉
One day the biggest burner broke down
平常你用来炒菜煮水的坏掉
Usually use that one for sauteing or for boiling water
太太一直 请先生修理
The wife asked her husband to fix that
先生一直不理
And husband just ignored it
每次太太煮菜
So every time when your wife cooks
需要用那几个小的
Just to use a smaller burner
等了很久
And she has to wait a long time
火也起不来
And the heat is not quite enough
可惜先生还是没有做
Unfortunately, husband still has not repaired that
也许你太太忙的时候
Maybe when your wife is busy
你可以帮她做一些吸尘的工作
You can help her to vacuum
或者把厨房里的东西整理好
Or clean up a kitchen for her
你在儿女小的时候
When your children are small
你上班回来
When you come home from work
帮她看一下小孩子
Take care of kids for her
或者你回到家里
Or when you get home
你虽然累
Even though you're tired
你不需要急着马上看电视
You don't have to be anxious to get to watch TV first
或者上网
Or get on the internet
你愿意花一段时间
Just use the time you have
跟她谈谈话
To talk to her
我们不可能有太多的机会为妻子死
We don't have many opportunities to die for our wife
但是在日常生活上
Yet in daily life
在一些小事情上
In little things,
我们却有无穷的机会可以表示说我们愿意为太太死
We nevertheless have the uncountable opportunity to show our love for her
第一种爱是牺牲的爱
The first kind of love is sacrificial love
第二种爱是成圣的爱
The second is sanctifying love
成圣的爱首先你要洗净它
First, for this kind of love you have to cleanse her
在二十六节
In verse 26
要用水借着道保教会洗净成为圣洁
having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word
圣洁是把它分开分离的意思
holiness means to separate to set apart
分开分离有目的的
to to separate or set apart has a goal, has a purpose.
分开以后, 让主来用,
to separate for God's use.
既然神是圣洁的,
since God is holy.
所以被他用的东西也需要圣洁,
so the things that he uses has to be holy too.
所以我们读的这本书, 我们叫圣经,
so we call this the Holy Bible.
我们唱的诗本叫做圣诗,
and the hymnal in Chinese is called the Holy Hymn Book.
我们来这个, 房子里面敬拜它, 叫做圣殿,
and this building is called the Holy Temple.
我们都分开出来要给神用,
all these are set apart for God's use. Okay.
也在二十七节说, 可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会, 毫无玷污, 做文本类的病。
Verse 27, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing.
献给自己就献给耶稣基督。
To present to himself, that's to Christ.
这个教会是没有玷污皱纹的。
This church has no spot or wrinkle.
这两个是稍微有点不同的意思。
These two words have different meanings.
玷纹是指外面带来的污染。
A spot means the defilement from the outside.
皱纹是从里面出来的, 腐烂, 或消, 或衰退。
And the wrinkle comes from within, from the internal decay.
一个是世界上带给你的肮脏。
The first one is the defilement from the world.
一个是你自己里面的一个衰退。
And the second one is from the internal decay.
因为注意到年轻人没有皱纹。
Have you noticed that young people don't have wrinkles?
十岁时候没有皱纹,
not at 10 years old,
二十岁没有皱纹,
not at 20 years old,
年纪大了以后才会有的,
only when we get older,
因为是来自到里面的衰退,
because it comes from internal decay.
保罗这边形容一个教会应该是荣耀的教会,
here Paul describes the church as a glorious church,
应该是个圣洁没有瑕疵的教会,
to be holy and blameless,
因为圣经说教会是个心腹,
because the Bible says that the church is a bride.
基督是个新郎呢,
and Jesus is a bridegroom.
这个新妇有一天要被接去和新郎在一起,
one day the bride will be received by a bridegroom.
所以新娘是要准备好,
so the bride should be prepared.
我想我们当中很多人在美国参加过婚礼,
many of us have attended weddings in the United States.
新娘穿着那个纯白的衣服,
the bride will wear a pure white gown,
她随着音乐走进礼堂,
and walk down the aisle to the string of music.
她白色的衣服代表圣洁,
the white gown represents holiness.
如果她的白礼服上有污点的话,
if she has some spots on her white gown,
不管是大污点小污点,
whether it's small or big,
这个新娘是不肯穿的,
the bride will refuse to wear it.
她要把它洗干净以后才肯穿,
she wants to wash it clean before she will wear it.
也许别人看不到,
maybe other people cannot see that.
她只要知道有污点, 她不肯用的,
as long as she knows there is a spot, she will not wear it.
并且你注意到新娘的脸上,
and also if you notice the face of the bride,
没有皱纹,
no wrinkles.
起码我看见的新娘都没有皱纹,
at least the bride I've seen.
因为他年轻,
because she's young,
他充满了活力,
she's full of vitality,
他还没有衰退腐烂,
she has not started to decay,
他这样好好准备自己,
and she has prepared herself well,
因为他要将自己委身给那位新郎,
because she wants to give herself to her bridegroom.
所以丈夫们,
so husband,
你要洗净你的妻子,
you have to cleanse your wife,
保持她的圣洁,
to maintain her holiness.
这是你对她这个最重要的责任之一。
This is one of the most important responsibilities you have toward your wife.
你需要带着她过一个悔改认罪的生活。
You have to lead her into in a life of repentance and confession.
把这些污点皱纹去掉。
To remove these spots and wrinkles.
并且我们知道我们有神的生命。
And also since we know we have God's life in us.
在神的眼中, 我们是那种年轻的, 充满活力, 没有皱纹的人。
In God's eyes, we are the young, full of vitality, and without wrinkles of spots.
你需要带领太太这样做。
You should lead your wife to do this.
因为你们准备两个人有一天要面见这个新郎。
Because you are preparing one day, both of you will meet the bridegroom.
你们两个人都是耶稣的心腹。
Both of you are the bride of Christ.
耶稣要来接你们,
and Jesus will come to receive you.
参加那婚宴的宴席,
to participate in the marriage banquet.
可惜我发现很多时候丈夫没有这样做。
But unfortunately, I've discovered many husbands don't do that.
有一间教会,
there's a church.
有一对年轻人,
and in that there's a young couple.
要为他们证婚,
asked me to officiate their marriage.
我说可以,
I consented.
不过我有个条件,
but I had a condition.
你们需要经过好几个星期的婚前辅导。
That they had to take the premarital classes for a few weeks.
他们答应了。
And they agreed.
几天之后,
so a few days later,
这间教会的同工, 打电话告诉我,
the co-worker of the church called me on the phone.
说他们两个现在住在一起一阵子。
He told me that these two have been living together for a while.
同工们劝他们说不可以。
Co-workers admonished them that this is wrong.
但他们不肯。
And yet they did not want to repent.
所以我找下一次我就找他们谈话。
So the next time when I saw them, I talked to them.
男的说,
and the man said,
他们的确是住在一起。
They are indeed living together.
住在男的公寓里面。
In his apartment.
但他告诉我这个公寓有两个房间,
and yet he told me there are two rooms in this apartment.
他们不是睡在一起,
they are not sleeping together.
他说他这样做不但两个人来往方便,
he said that by doing this, that it's more convenient for them.
并且每个月可以少付一个人的房租了,
and they can save one extra rent.
我说这样不好,
I told them this is not good.
男的又说,
and so the man continued,
我们两方面的父母亲都知道,
both of our parents knew this.
他们没有反对,
they did not object.
男的又继续说,
and he continued,
我的妈妈还是基督徒,
and you know what, my mom is even a Christian.
我仍然说这样不好,
but I still desisted.
我说就是你们到现在还没有性关系,
even if you have not had a sexual relationship.
一方面你是把你自己跟你将来的妻子摆在一个经常受试探的情况之下,
you are putting you and your future wife in a big temptation every day.
另一方面,
and on the other hand,
你给你自己将来妻子就留下在名声上留下一个大问号大污点,
and also you bring a big question mark, a big spot on your wife's reputation.
你这样不是爱她,
you are not really showing love.
你这样是伤害她,
you are hurting her.
如果你要我为你证婚,
if you want me to officiate your wedding,
首先你们需要分开住,
first you need to separate, have separate courts living.
教会里面很多家庭愿意请你的未婚妻去住,
there are many churches who will welcome your fiancé to live with them for a time being.
然后你们需要为这件事情悔改认罪,
and you should confess and repent of your sin.
隔了一阵子,
after a while,
我听说他们找到一间美国教会,
I heard they found an American church.
牧师马上替他们证婚了,
the pastor quickly officiated their wedding.
他们离开这个教会,
and this couple left a Chinese church.
离开的时候,
and when they left,
教会里面还有人抱怨说,
there are some people in the church who complain,
为什么我们的教会不能对他们有爱心?
Why can't our church show love to this couple?
换句话说, 为什么我们不能视而无睹呢?
In other words, they are saying, why can't we overlook this?
你知道吗?
You know what?
今天这是, 教会里面一个大问题,
this is a big problem in the church.
不知道什么是爱,
because we don't know what is real love.
每个人都给自己的爱下定义,
everybody has his own definition for love.
许多人认为爱就是说你不可以, 让我不高兴,
many people think that if you love me, you should make me happier.
你不可以伤害我的情感,
you cannot hurt my emotions.
你一定要达到我所愿望,
you must fulfill my expectations.
圣经却不是这样说,
but that's not what the Bible says.
圣经里面提的爱都是圣洁的,
when the Bible talks about love, it talks about holiness.
是干净的,
it's pure.
爱就是遵守神的话语,
love is to obey God's word.
先生们,
husband,
我们需要保持妻子的圣洁,
we should maintain our wife's holiness.
这是你爱妻子最好的表现之一,
this is one of the ways, one of the best ways to show your love to her.
如果你知道了而不做,
but if you know and yet you don't do anything about it,
你不但没有尽到你丈夫的责任,
not only have you not fulfilled your husband's responsibility,
你其实在伤害你的妻子,
actually you are hurting your wife.
当你的妻子讲了一些肮脏的话,
like when your wife says something that's unwholesome,
讲了一些毁谤的话
or some slander,
讲了一些不真实的话
or untrue things,
讲了一些夸张真理的话
or exaggerating things,
当你的妻子不来参加聚会
when your wife does not come to meetings,
当她不肯尊重在上掌权者
when she is not willing to submit to those in authority,
当她不肯奉献
when she is not willing to give,
甚至叫你不要十一奉献
and tell you not to tithe also,
你不能说我无所谓
you cannot say, well, that's all right.
你不能说我假装不知道
or I just pretend not to know.
你不能我说他的话他会不高兴
because when I tell her what's wrong she will be upset
你需要带领他
you need to lead her
帮助他悔改认罪
to help her to confess and repent
这是唯一可以得到洁净的方法
because that's the only way to, for her to be cleansed
并且带着他向神许愿
and lead her to make a promise to God.
我下次不再旧犯重演
that I will not make the same mistake again next time.
他要我们先保持妻子的干净，然后圣经告诉我们要使用道。
So first of all, the Paul said that we should cleanse the wife, and then second of all is using the word.
这个道就是指圣经或神的话语。
Word means the Bible or God's word.
我们二十六节的这个中文的翻译常常给人误解。
In the Chinese translation of verse 26, very often give people misunderstanding ideas.
我们常常以为是两件事情。
So very often we think there are two things being mentioned.
又要用水，又要用道。
We have to use water and we have to use the word.
那个水一定是指洗礼啊。
So water must mean that baptism.
所以要得救的话，除了圣经以外，还要经过洗礼才得救。
So to these people means that if you have to save, you need God's word and also you need baptism.
这是错误的。
That's wrong.
两个原因。
For two reasons.
第一个原因。
First.
在罗马书第六章里面。
In Romans 6.
保罗很清楚地告诉我们。
Paul clearly tells us.
洗礼是个预表。
That baptism is a symbol.
预表什么
？Symbolizing what?
预表一个人和耶稣同死
symbolizing a person dying with Christ,
然后同埋葬
and buried together,
然后同复活
and rising together.
水的洗礼不能去掉一个人的罪
the water of baptism cannot remove sin.
水的浸礼不能救那个人
and the water of baptism cannot save a person.
水的浸礼只是个预表
and because the water baptism is just a symbol.
第二个理由
second reason.
当我们说 要用水借着道的时候，这个比较好的中文翻译应该说要用道来水洗。请 Judy 随便念一个英文的翻译。
Okay, the English translation is cleanse her by the washing of water with the word.
你注意啊，它就是要用道来水洗，所以那个重点是在道。
So using the word, Chinese translation goes like this: using the word to wash up with water.
那道是那个清洁剂啊，那我们今天的话语。
In other words, the word, God's word is like a cleansing agent.
好像你今天要在厨房里面。
Like today in the kitchen.
你要洗一些肮脏而油污的碗盘。
You have to wash some dirty, greasy dishes.
干用水洗不掉。
And only with water you cannot wash it.
你需要用一些清洁剂。
You need to use some cleaning agent.
也许用 Dawn, 比如说。
Or maybe Dawn.
你倒在一些这个海绵上面。
Pour some detergent on a sponge.
然后用海绵去洗这个碗盘。
And use this sponge to clean the dishes.
然后用水一冲。
And then to rinse with water.
碗盘就干净。
And then the dishes will be clean.
道是个清洁剂。
Word is the cleaning agent.
只有神的话语才能够叫人干净。
Only God's word can cleanse us.
只有圣经才能够让教会干净。
And only God's word can, the Bible.
我们看两处的圣经节。
Let's look at two verses.
约翰十五章第三节。
John 15 verse 3.
约翰十五章第三节。
John 15 verse 3.
这里说现在你们因我讲解你们的道已经干净了
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you
我们再看一处十七章十七节
Let's look at chapter 17 verse 17
十七章十七节
Chapter 17 verse 17
求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them in the truth. Thy word is truth.
只有神的话语才能够洁净一个人。
Only God's word can cleanse a person.
在座的先生们。
The husbands present today.
我们需要借着圣经。
We have to through the Bible.
洁净我们的太太。
Cleanse our wife.
保持她的干净圣洁。
To maintain her cleanliness and holiness.
但是你有没有想到一件事情？
But have you thought of one thing?
如果你要做到这个神圣的责任，
If you have to fulfill this holy assignment,
你对圣经要有三个要。
There are three things about the Bible that you need.
你要熟悉，
You have to know it.
你要尊敬，
You have to respect it.
你要遵行，
And you have to obey it.
不少时候我看到一些姐妹们，
Very often I've seen sisters.
他们花在圣经上的时间远超过他先生的时间。
Spend more time on the Bible than their husband.
难怪潘先生讲一些话。
No wonder when the husband speaks.
做一些事。
Or does something.
常常不符合圣经。
Very often it's not in sync with the Bible.
自己还需要先被洗净。
And she needs to be cleansed first.
怎能帮助太太呢？
So how can he help his wife?
先生呢，我不想多问你一个私人的问题。
Husband, can I ask you a private question?
如果你的妻子越来越像基督，
If your wife is more and more like Christ,
是因为她嫁给你，
Is it because she's married to you?
是因为你，
Because of you?
还是，
Or
英文说 in spite of you， 还是尽管是你是这样，她还是越来越像基督，
In spite of you。
我想我们做丈夫的需要问问。
So as husbands, we need to ask that question of ourselves.
So because of you or in spite of you?
Are those the reasons?
我想我们需要在神的面前很坦白地问问自己。
So we have to be honest before God and ask ourselves that question.
我们看了两种爱。
We have looked at two kinds of love.
牺牲的爱。
Sacrificial love.
成圣的爱。
And sanctifying love.
我们看第三种。
We look at third kind.
自我的爱。
The self-love.
希腊的神话里面
In Greek mythology,
提到一个非常英俊的男孩子
There's a story of a very handsome youth
他谁都看不上眼
He did not like anybody
谁他都不爱
He did not love anybody
直到有一天
Until one day
他在水面上看到自己的影子
He saw his own reflection from the water
他爱上那个影子
And he loved that reflection
他天天去水面看影子
Every day we'll go to water.
他不肯离开那个水面呢。
He did not want to leave the water.
他是这样的害相思病。
And he got love sick.
他的身体就慢慢的衰退。
And his body gradually wasted away.
他就死了。
And eventually he died.
他被改变成一朵具有他名字的花。
And he was changed into a flower that still bears his name.
我们中文的翻译是水仙花。
That's Narcissus.
我们很讨厌这种自恋、自我陶醉的人。
We really hate people that who love themselves most.
我们也想尽量的避免他。
And we try to stay away from this kind of people.
但圣经在这里却告诉我们要爱自己啊。
Yes, here the Bible tells us that we should love ourselves.
我们看一下二十八节怎么讲。
Let's look at verse 28.
丈夫也当照样爱妻子，如同爱自己的身子。爱妻子便是爱自己了。从来没有人恨恶自己的身子，总是保养顾惜，正像基督在教会一样，因我们是他身上的肢体。
Verses 28 to 30.
想想看，如果你的妻子跟你两个人成为一体啊。
So just think about this when you and your wife have become one.
她就是你，你就是她。
She is you and you are she.
那你爱她呢？其实等于爱自己。
So if you love her, that means you love yourself.
我们怎么爱自己？
How do we love ourselves?
我有机会想想我。
I thought for myself.
我怎么爱我？
How do I love myself?
我想有三方面。
In three areas.
可能你也是这样的爱你自己。
Maybe these are the areas you love yourself.
第一个。
First.
对自己的需要很敏感。
I'm very sensitive to my own needs.
没有人会跟自己的身子过不去的。
Nobody will make trouble with our own body.
我们对我们自己的需要很敏感。
We're very sensitive to our own needs.
天冷了我们多穿衣服。
When we are cold, we wear more clothes.
饿了我们吃东西。
We are hungry, we eat.
渴了我们喝饮料。
We are thirsty, we drink.
累了我们就休息。
We are tired, we go to sleep.
身体不舒服。
When we don't feel well.
赶快上网看一下。
Quickly get on the internet.
问问朋友。
Or ask friends.
或者吃药看医生。
And maybe go and see a doctor and take some medicine.
我们对我们身体的需要从来不会置之不理。
We will never ignore our bodily needs.
先生们。
Husband,
我们对太太要同样的心态。
We should apply this to our wives.
我们中文把它形容得很美啊，保养顾惜这四个字。
In Chinese, it's a very nice translation, meaning nourishing and cherishing.
英文好几种翻译，但是我最喜欢的还是 nourishing and cherish. Nourish and cherish 哈、啊，那保养顾惜是告诉你我有两件事情。
The two things about nourishing and cherishing.
第一个。
First.
供应太太的需要。
Supply your wife's needs.
你知道你太太需要什么？
Do you know what your wife needs?
我说她的内心的需要。
I mean the need in her heart.
她真正的需要。
What she really needs.
你知道吗？
Do you know?
如果你不知道。
If you don't.
不要再猜了。
Don't guess.
回家以后就请问她一下。
Go home and ask her.
她很高兴的说你问了她。
So she'll be very happy that you asked.
第二种呢
？The second，
把太太当作一个软弱的肢体。
Treat your wife as a weak vessel, weaker vessel.
有可能你是钢筋水泥造的。
Maybe you are made of cement and steel.
怎么转来转去都不会受损伤呢
？Even bumping around you will not be hurt.
但你的太太不是钢筋水泥造的。
But your wife is not made with cement and steel.
她是个花瓶。
She is a lucky vase.
她需要你的珍惜呀。
She needs you to care for her.
她需要你小心的处理。
To take care of her.
因为她容易被打破。
Because she is fragile.
你怎么样处理这个珍贵的花瓶？
How do you treat this precious vase?
彼得提醒丈夫们。
And Peter reminds husbands.
说敬重她。
To respect her.
敬重她。
Respect her.
这是一个处理花瓶的一个很好的方法。
That's a very good way to treat a precious vase.
你家里一个好花瓶的话
，If you have a vase, precious vase at home,
你拿的时候你会小心。
When you pick it up, you'll be very careful.
也会摆在人家不会撞倒的地方。
You put it away from traffic.
你敬重它。
You respect it.
第二个对自己的需要，我会体谅。
The second way that I treat myself is that I will be considerate of myself.
好几个月前，我的右肩膀不晓得为什么受了伤。
A few months ago, I don't know for what reason I hurt my right shoulder.
我右手举不高。
I could not raise my arm very high.
也不能拿重的东西。
Could not carry heavy things.
也不能用右手拉那个割草机的启动。
I could not pull to start my lawnmower.
不过幸好对钓鱼没有影响。
But fortunately, my fishing wasn't affected.
我还是常常跟我喜欢钓鱼的美国弟兄在一起。
Very often spend time with my American brother.
Who likes
fishing.
这几个月来。
So for the past few months.
我很体谅我的右肩膀。
I was really considerate of my right shoulder.
不需要 Judy 提醒我。
I don't need Judy to remind me.
一碰到我需要用右手的时候。
Whenever I had to use my right hand.
很奇怪，左手自己就会伸出去。
Very strangely, left arm.Left hand will extend it.
拿一个重的东西。
To carry a heavy thing.
再打开一张宽的这个窗户。
To open a wide window.
拿一个很高的重的东西。
To reach high to get something.
或者那个敲打铁钉。
Or to hammer a nail in.
左手自动就会出去。
The left arm will come out right.
左手好像要保护我的右手。
Seems that it's the left arm wants to protect the right arm.
因为他们属于同一个身体。
Because they belong to the same body.
他会体谅。这个软弱的右手。
So the left arm is considerate of the weak right arm.
一个月前，我在一个辅导的书上看到一件事情，
ago,
家庭辅导。
A month ago, I read from a book on family counseling.
提到男人或丈夫的三个大问题。
I talked about the three big problems of men or husband.
是常常丈夫男人失败的地方。
These are the areas of failures of men.
第一个。
First,
是性的引诱
It's a sexual temptation.
这种引诱太多了
These temptations are rampant.
太容易了
Very easy to encounter.
丈夫很容易就跌倒
and husband will easily fall into this temptation.
第二个,
Secondly,
提到丈夫的动怒,
talks about the husband's anger.
哎, 很奇怪, 很多丈夫对别人都很好,
very strange, most husbands are good to outsiders.
对自己的妻子却很容易动怒,
and yet is quick to be angry with his wife.
第三个呢,
Third,
就是对妻子不体谅,
is being inconsiderate to his wife.
连一些最基本应该有的礼貌都没有,
even ignoring the most basic form of courtesy.
哥罗西书提醒我们丈夫同一件事情,
Colossians reminds husband of one thing.
我们看一下哥罗西书3章19节,
let's turn to Colossians 3:19.
哥罗西书3章19节,
Colossians 3:19.
你们做丈夫的 要爱你们的妻子, 不可苦待他们。
Husbands, love your wives and do not be embittered against them.
苦待这个字, 希腊文的意思有好像加苦味,
embittered in Greek means to add bitterness to something.
那么这个字有这种很严厉, 苛刻的意思。
It includes the feeling of the harshness and the being sharp.
常常因为丈夫过分的急躁,
very often because the husband is too impatient,
对妻子不体谅,
and inconsiderate of his wife.
我们没有想到说他是个比较软弱的肢体,
we have not thought that she is a weaker vessel.
先生们,
husband,
如果我们对妻子不体谅,
if we are inconsiderate of our wife,
是一种慢性的虐待,
it's a really slow form of torture.
是慢性的苦待他们,
it's a slow form of ill treatment.
我说我对自己会很敏感, 对自己也会体谅, 我对自己也会跟自己谈话。
I said that I am very sensitive to my own needs and considerate to myself. I also communicate with myself.
我会跟自己讲话, 你也可能这样。
I talk to myself, maybe you do too.
比如说,
for example,
我会跟自己说, 诶, 等一下我要干什么?
I'll say to myself, well, I'll do this next minute.
明天要去哪里?
Tomorrow I'm going to do.
下星期我需要跟谁见面?
And next Monday I need to meet with someone.
诶, 这个东西我蛮喜欢,
or this thing I like.
那个东西我不太喜欢,
that I don't.
诶, 我很怕这件事情发生,
oh, I'm afraid this is going to happen.
我希望得到那个,
I hope to get that.
我也是在讲道的时候都会跟自己讲话。
Sometimes even while preaching, I talk to myself.
看看弟兄们的表情, 诶, 我这个没有讲清楚。
When I see your expression, I say, oh, I haven't explained that clearly.
还有5分钟, 我现在的第二个那个故事不能讲。
Okay, I still have 5 minutes left, so I have to omit the second story.
看来这个句子要重复一下。
Okay, I think I have to repeat this sentence.
我们很会跟自己讲话,
we are very good with communicating with ourselves.
我们甚至会跟别人讲话,
or we will talk to other people.
但一回到家里呢,
but once we get home,
突然变起哑巴来了,
suddenly become a mute,
就不会跟太太讲话,
we cannot talk to our wife.
什么话都讲不出来,
we can't say anything.
有时候你的太太们要从别人的口中才知道你的事情,
sometimes your wife has to find out from the third party something about you,
从别人口中知道你的想法,
about what you are thinking,
知道你的计划,
your plan,
知道你的决定,
and your decision.
先生呢, 我们需要改过来,
husbands, we need to change that.
如果她真是我骨中的骨肉, 肉中的肉,
if she is indeed the bone of my bone and the flesh of my flesh,
她其实就是我,
is really me.
我们需要让我们太太第一个知道我们想法的人,
we have to let our wife be first to know what we think,
并且她是我的扳手,
and also she is my helper,
才可以看看我的想法计划决定合适不合适,
and she can see if our thinking, decisions or plans are appropriate,
然后提供她的意见跟建议,
and she can give us a feedback and a suggestion.
今天我们看完了丈夫跟妻子的角色,
today we're finished looking at the roles of husbands and wives.
31节到33节是个结论,
so verses 31 to 33 is a conclusion.
为这个缘故人要离开父母与妻子联合二人成为一体, 这是极大的奥秘, 但我是指着基督和教会说的, 然而, 你们个人都当爱妻子, 如同爱自己一样, 妻子也当敬重她的丈夫。 神在创世以前,
God before the creation of the world,
已经定下他救赎的计划,
already decided on his salvation plan.
这个计划是要借着教会。
This salvation plan is through the church.
要由教会来执行。
To carry out, to be carried out by the church.
耶稣基督是教会的头。
Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
教会是他的身体。
And the church is his body.
他和教会的关系。
His relationship with the church.
是永远的，不能变的。
It's eternal and will never change.
他是新郎，是丈夫。
He is the bridegroom, his husband.
我们是心腹，是妻子。
We are the bride and the wife.
而承保这么一种神圣的关系。
God gives us such a holy relationship.
让我们做先生的，做妻子，有机会参与啊。
And that the part, the fact that we can participate.
让我们参与说，可以把这个关系表现出来。
So if through our participation, we can manifest this relationship.
这真是个极大的奥秘啊。
This is indeed a great mystery.
我们有两个功课可以做结束。
And I'd like to conclude with two lessons.
第一个。
First.
神是要借着婚姻祝福先生跟妻子。
God wants us to use marriage to bless husband and wife.
让夫妻两人在各三方面有一体。
So that they can be one in three areas.
身体上的一体。
So physically.
情绪上的一体。
Emotionally.
属灵上的一体。
And also spiritually they are one.
先生跟妻子有不同的角色。
Husband and wife have different roles.
33节是一个结论，这个角色的结论。
And verse 33 is a conclusion to the two roles.
丈夫你要爱妻子。
Husband, you have loved your own wife.
牺牲的爱。
Sacrificial love.
成圣的爱。
Sanctifying love.
爱你自己一样的爱。
And then the love that is like self-love.
妻子呢？
And wife?
你要敬重你的丈夫。
You should respect your husband.
或向丈夫表示你的敬意。
To show your respect to your husband.
怎么能够表示敬意？
How to show your respect?
最好的方法。
The best way.
也是神所决定的方法。
And it's the way decided by God.
你从心里顺服你的丈夫。
That you submit to your husband from the heart.
尊重他领导的地位。
To respect his leadership.
认识到他责任很重大。
So knowing that his responsibility is heavy.
你成为他的帮手。
And you'll be his helper.
第二个功课。
The second lesson.
我们的婚姻不只是两个人的事。
Marriage is not just between the two of us.
不是两个人可以决定一切。
That we can decide everything about it.
我们的婚姻是神救赎计划当中的一小部分。
Our marriage is a small part is in God's salvation plan.
也许有人目前的婚姻有困难。
Maybe right now some of your marriages are in trouble.
或者痛苦。
Or some in pain.
请不要忘记一件事情。
Don't forget one thing.
如果你是属耶稣基督。
If you belong to Jesus Christ.
这是你要让神得荣耀的一个好机会。
This is the opportunity for God to be glorified.
这是你做见证的好机会。
This is the best opportunity for you to testify for him.
不要老是把眼光思想就想到你自己。
Don't always focus on yourself.
我们可以想到神为什么创造我。
We can just remember why God created us.
为什么神让我娶那个人？
Why did God allow me to marry that person?
为什么神让我嫁给另外一个人？
Why did
进那个人？
God allow me to be given in marriage to my husband?
婚姻不是人生的终点。
Marriage is not the end of life.
再美满的婚姻还是会过去。
No matter how perfect it is, it will end someday.
以后在天上。
And in the future in heaven.
不嫁不娶。
We will not marry or be given in marriage.
每个人都是基督的心腹。
Everyone is a bride of Christ.
基督对我们的爱是完全。
And Christ's love for each one of us is perfect.
是个牺牲的爱。
It's a sacrificial love.
是个成圣的爱。
It's sanctifying love.
是个爱我们像他爱自己一样。
And he loves us as he loves himself.
在我们婚姻有困难的时候。
When we have problems in our marriage.
甚至有很大痛苦的时候。
Or we are suffering pain.
我们需要定睛在耶稣基督的身上。
Let's turn our eyes on Jesus.
一直到见主面的那一天。
Until we see him one day.
让我们祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
天父，我们再次的谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you again.
你知道婚姻的要紧。
We know the importance of marriage.
你知道魔鬼要全力的击打婚姻。
We know that Satan will use all his powers to attack marriage.
因为一个破坏的婚姻会带来一个破坏的社会。
Because a broken marriage will lead to a broken society.
破坏的婚姻可以带来破坏的教会。
And a broken marriage will bring a broken church.
请你自己在我们当中带领我们，保护我们。
Please guide us and protect us.
给我们力量，我们照你所设计的角色去努力。
please strengthen us so that we fulfill the role you have assigned for us.
我们这样祷告，感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray and thank in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.